الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، فإن الله تبارك وتعالى يقول في كتابه الكريم: واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran with this beautiful ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim al-Islam as his khalil, as his close friend, intimate friend. The word khalil in Arabic, as it is defined by the scholars of the Arabic language linguistically, as mentioned in Lisan al-Arab, الصديق الذي استفاه صفيا لمحبته ولخلته. Someone who is safi, means safi al-qalb. Someone who is mukhlis, sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the characteristics of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not that in the case that Allah needs a friend, needs a khalil. It's to show us that the safa of the qalb of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the tasfiyatul qulub of Ibrahim alayhi salam, is of this highest degree that Allah, from amongst humanity, from amongst his prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ibrahim to be his khalil. Just like in the other ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inna Ibrahima kana awwab mubeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us Ibrahim is very, very inclined in khushu and khudur to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In building a community in any society, whether it is in a Muslim country or a non-Muslim country, we always talk about neighborhood, community, ukhuwah, brotherhood. We always talk about, oh yes, all the Muslims and Muslim males and females are brothers and sisters of one another. We are all one family together. We have to love one another. We have to do this. But this is all rhetoric. When it comes down to the practicality of it, your friend, your khalil, is one who is mukhlis to you. That is why we use the word in Arabic for friend is sadiq, as a sadiqi, which comes from the root word of sidq. As-sadaqatu min as-sidq. When somebody is true to you, truthful to you, sadiqun laka, your sadiq is the one who is truthful to you, sincere to you, and they are sincere in their intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why they are given the name or title of sadiq. Now, everybody can be a sadiq, but a khalil is someone who is very close in mahabba. There are some friends who we are very much inclined, attached to. Some friends we have that we can do anything, even die for them, so to speak. Now, don't claim me that I'm saying go ahead and die for them. But I'm saying that there is a martaba where a person will go to this extent for their friend. Why? Because of the inama, because of the mahabba, because of the khilla, the companionship, the sahba that they feel in their wujud, in their existence. And they love this, they cherish that, they are attracted to this. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to hit on the issue here. That all Muslims, ya Bani Adam, all followers of Muhammad as-Salam, who is your khalil? Who's your sadiq? Do you just make friends because of some worldly desires? Do you make just friends because you like the face of it? You like their attire, their personality, or the dress they have, or the house they have, or the car they have? Who is your friend? Ya Bani Adam, oh son of Adam, have you ever sat down, taken a moment, taken a pen and paper? Who are my best friends? Let me write their name. Okay, what do I like about him? What do you like about her? What have I liked? In case. How do we really take people as friends is the question of the day. Because this will then in turn determine what kind of community are we building. It is all very good to say metaphorically, إِنَّمَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ إِخْوَةً. That Muslims are one brotherhood, brother, ya jama'ah, we have this gathering, come and do. But why is it that when we announce there is a lecture, or there is some community event, brother and sister, please come there, only a few come? In Jum'ah you have a big gathering, but when you have a smaller gathering, it's only small. Because it is the individual rapport that is missing. If I am true to my friend, true to my Khalil, and I tell them, brother, come Saturday evening, we have a program at such and such place, we're going to learn and share some knowledge, and also try to encourage our kids in the Islamic dimension, Islamic tarbiyah, people say, inshallah, will come. Allah really knows really if that inshallah is sidqul iman, because that inshallah can only come to be known if they show up or don't. And when you see on the day of the event, it's smaller attendance. So you begin to think, where did we go wrong? And if you do some soul searching at that event and try to go in retrospective, tracking backwards, you come to know we are lacking in our bondship. We are lacking in our friendship. We are lacking in our khilla. Our true friends don't really value the friendship as it's supposed to be from the Quranic perspective, from the Sharia perspective. A true friend is one who is near and dear to you. It's not what they say in the English adage, that a friend in need is a friend indeed. Gone are the days of those slogans. What the Quran is saying, a friend, a true friend to you is the one who is truthful to you. Sadiq, sidq, and who enjoys your sohba, companionship, khilla. The word khalil comes from khilla. And khilla really comes from the word of sohba, having the companionship, having the surrounding environment of them. To be around, like they say in the American slang here, to hang around with them. You feel comfortable to hang around with them. And therefore, naturally, if you feel comfortable to hang around with them, when you're going to invite them to something where you want to be hanging around, they will come and hang around with you too. Why is it that when we tell someone that, oh, there's a concert over here, such and such, blah, 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 come over there, you have the whole hujum over there. But when we say there's a program in the masjid, very few people. Why is it we say, hey, come on, let's go this Saturday night to the mall. Let's just come, you know, have a nice enjoyment in the mall for 2-3 hours. Oh, everybody will jump in the bandwagon and join. You think that your friends are true? But when you tell that same people who joined you in the bandwagon to the mall, the next month or next week, we have a workshop about marital relationship, how to deal with each other as a spouse. Oh yeah, inshallah, brother, we'll see. I have this engagement, I have that thing. But when it comes to the mall, to the concert, to the materialism, to the worldly scenarios, all engagements, all objectives are finished. But when it comes to learning the deen, that means we haven't built our rapport enough. And that is why it's so subtle how it sinks in from the hadith of Rasulullah. He said, Al-mara ala deeni khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Subhanallah. Look at the prophetic wisdom of Rasulullah. Such a small statement. Short, concise words that if you elaborate, you can write a whole book on this statement of Rasulullah. But when it comes to the actual depiction of the words, they're short, concise, straight to the point. Laying the message down straightforward. Allah, every human being is included in this word. Every Muslim male, every Muslim female. Al-mara ala deen khalilihi. Every Muslim male and female is on the deen of their khalil, their best friend. Now what is Rasulullah telling in this hadith? Is he saying that you copy them, you're copycats? You mimic them, you imitate them? The way he's going to pray, the way she's going to pray, I'm going to just copy that? I'm not going to find search? No. What he's saying is, we as human beings, as human nature, human instinct, we get influenced, impacted by the companionship and environment and sohbah of others. What a beautiful word he chose. فَلْيَنْظُرْ Involve, warning, admonition from Rasulullah. In fact, a statement of preparation. فَلْيَنْظُرْ Let each one of you reflect. Although the root word comes from nazara, means to see. Rasulullah is not saying just look at your friends. No, he's saying evaluate your friendship. Is it on the basis, is your friendship, is your sadaqah based on the on Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Is it khilla or khilla ala mi'yar Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Is it on friendship based on the pretext of the injunctions that Allah, the Rahman, the most merciful, most beneficent, laid down in the Quran? Or is that khilla based on the pretext of the whispers of shaitan? Waswas of shaitan. Shaitan sometimes, you know, convolts, corrupts our mind. Take this as a friend, take that as a friend. You can benefit this from that, you can benefit this from that. Take this one, he's so rich, maybe his money one day will avail you, will help you. When you are in deep jeopardy, you might need a loan or a donation. Take this as a friend, he's a very big status, high-ranking person. Maybe he can help you in your career or help you in getting things by, passed by because of his influence in the government of things. You know, people take friends for different various reasons. Rasul is saying, each one of you should reflect and ponder. فَلْيَنْظُرْ. The word yanzur over here means reflect, tafakkur, tadabbur. فَلْيَتَفَكَّرْ الْإِنسَانِ فَلْيَتَدَبَّرْ الْإِنسَانِ أَيْنَمَا أَخَذَ خَلِيفٌ. Let each one of them reflect and ponder and think about it. Who have they taken as their friend? فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ. Each one of you, مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Who do you befriend? Let each one of the Bani Adam, let each one of the Ummah of Muhammad should reflect and ponder, who are they taking as their friend? Is this person fitting based on the infrastructure that the Quran and Sunnah lays down for us? Yes. That is why Rasulullah said that لو اتخذت فلان خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا. سبحان الله. Rasulullah is saying, if I, as Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Arabi, were to take someone from the insan as Khalil, I would have taken Abu Bakr as Khalil. And then he goes on to say, Allah took me as a Khalil before I would choose anyone. Rasulullah had this khitab also like his forefather, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rasulullah was Habibullah, Khalilullah, Zabihullah. All the titles that were given to individual prophets before the advent of Rasulullah was submerged and concised, compact into Rasulullah. He was the son of his Zabihullah, Ismail al-Islam. He was a Khalilullah, just like Allah took Ibrahim as a Khalil. He was a Habibullah. He was given the special honor of being taught, he was of being raised up, Rafi'ullah. Like Isa was raised up. So in Isra, in Mi'raj, Rasulullah was raised alive and then brought back down. He was also Kalimullah. He talked to Allah one on one, not on earth, but up there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to Musa here on earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala submerged the qualities and things of attributes of other prophets in Rasulullah. So Allah already took Rasulullah as Khalil. And that is why Rasulullah in this hadith is saying, if I were given a chance, if I were to take Fulan and Khalil, لَتَّخَصْتَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا. He's giving the privilege and the honor and prestige for Abu Bakr, that he would have been the Khalil of Rasulullah from amongst humanity, amongst people. Why? Why did Rasulullah say that? Is he trying to tell people that, oh, I didn't take Abu Bakr as Khalil? No. He's saying, look, that a prophet of Allah, who he would take as Khalil. Look at the sifat of Abu Bakr. Look at the attributes and things of Abu Bakr. Look at how Allah chose Abu Bakr for Rasulullah in Hijrah. Thaniya thnani fil ghar. Allah mentioned indirectly Abu Bakr in the Quran, in the wahi that we read till the day of judgment in Surah Tawbah. That Allah is telling, mentioning about Abu Bakr, that he is with Rasulullah in the ghar and he's feeling a bit scared that the enemy is there. And Allah is mentioning over there that incident. So Rasulullah is saying that I have very, very thoughtfully focused and reflected who I would have taken as Khalil. So you, O Muslims, also look to who you take as Khalil. And why is this so important, brother? Why are we even talking about this on a Jummah? Because Jummah is a community event. Jummah is a tool, instrument that Allah has invested us, the Ummah of Islam, to use as a bridge building effort. To join our hearts together. Not just to come here and say Allahu Akbar behind the imam, pray, As-salamu to Allah, As-salamu to Allah, As-salamu to Allah, yes, my name is that, your name, and off until the next Jummah. Rather, who am I praying with? Who are these faces? What are the names behind these faces? What are the characteristics? Which of them? This is how Rasulullah had the community building measures, brick by brick, step by step, individual at an individual. And that is why he said in one of his sayings that afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am wa sil al-arham. He said afshu salam, spread the salam, greet everybody. Don't just greet someone who you know. Hey, I recognize their face. Assalamu brother, yeah, I remember you. Oh, I don't remember this one. Okay. And people just pass by in front without even having the eye-to-eye contact. I don't know this person. I'm not going to say salam. This is what the shaitan is saying in them. And you know what is very chilling, brothers and sisters? As a warning from Rasulullah, as a prophecy, this shows you how truthful, Sadiq al-Amin he was. He said, you'll see in my ummah, ummah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there will come a time before Qiyamah when people from my ummah will only say salam to those who they know or recognize. And they will not say salam to those who do, they don't recognize. Whenever we read this hadith and studied, always thought, how can it be possible? Subhanallah, we see this amongst us, around us, all over. That you go to a masjid, you go to a place where it's a community event, where it's a Muslim event, and people only want to shake hands, or say salam, or greet, or hug, or cherish those who they remember, and click. But the new faces, the strange faces, even though that they are a Muslim, they said shahada, shahadu an la ilaha illallah, rasulullah. We as Muslims are so naive that we don't even want to bother to say salam. What if I don't know him? So what if he's a stranger? At least this is implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah. He said, afshu salam, spread the salam. Say salam to whoever you know or you don't, as long as you know that they're Muslim, of course. If it's a non-Muslim, then there's a separate condition criterion for that. Some other day we'll talk about it. Today we're focusing on community building event. So how will you take people as friends when you don't even want to say salam to people you don't know? And Rasulullah would say salam to everyone he would see, in the sidewalk, in the place, anywhere. This was the greeting. This was from the sha'ar of Islam, from the symbols of Islam. This was from the sentiments of Islam. Islam was renowned for people who are always saying salam on each other. Because what is salam? Peace upon you, brethren. And then they said, may peace upon be you too also. Wa alaykum as-salam. So much so that this is so important in building friendship and building a community, that Allah mentioned this in the Surah Nur in the Quran. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَإِذَا حَيَّيْتُمْ, if you are greeted, فَحْيُوا بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. If you are greeted with a salam, if you are greeted with a greeting, then فَحْيُوا أَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا, then reply back that greeting with something better than that. Somebody says, Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, you say, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. If somebody just says, Assalamu alaykum, you say, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Even if you don't give salam back, equivalent wise, then I mean more than the requirement, then give it equivalent, at least equal to it. Subhanallah, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is he saying? He's saying that giving the jawab, giving the reply of a salam is fardun ayn. You have to give jawab. But initiating a salam is sunnah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Look at the tools, the gems and pearls that we have in terms of the prophetic wisdom. Now look, saying salam to someone he did not make fault. Otherwise a lot of people will be in trouble today. But that is a sunnah. It's a sunnah mu'akkada. Sunnah mustahab. But it's not a fard. Wajib. But when somebody has said salam to you, and if you don't reply back, now you have an ism. Dhambun fil yawm al-akhirah. Allah will ask you, such and such person of mine said salam to you passing by or greeting you. You haven't replied back. Why? Now you have to give hisab. If we didn't give salam to someone, at least we don't have to give hisab. Yes, the moral injunction is there. But if we did not reply back, what is Allah teaching us? That when you reply back with equivalent salam or better than that, this is Allah's mercy. He sends sakina, tam'anina, and joins the people's heart together. And then why do we throw our hands up in there and say, why can't we build a community? Brothers, why can't we make a neighborhood? Why can't we join our hearts? Are we focusing on the prophetic wisdoms that He has given us? Are we focusing on the gems that are there, step one, step two, step three? And then we gasp, when will the Muslim Ummah rise? When will the Muslim Ummah be united? When will the Muslim Ummah be one? We can't even get one community on one platform, let alone talking about a whole 1.6 billion Ummah to be united one day. But inshallah, we will be united one day. Inshallah. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this concept of al-sadaqah wal-khillatu fil Islam. And you know, brothers and sisters, what is very amazing, that the ayats about friendship in the Quran are very inspiring and thought-provoking. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us regarding a person, graphic imagery. You know, Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah, he wrote a book, At-Taswir al-Fanni fil Quran, a very beautiful book. Regardless of whether you like Sayyid Qutb or not, set that aside. But if you read the book, beautiful book, Taswir al-Fanni fil Quran, subhanallah. He's about writing about the graphic imagery in the Quran. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us graphic, visual description about things that are going to happen in Qiyamah. And that are going to happen even in Dunya. Ahead of time. And look here, in this ayah, Surah Furqan, Surah 25, verses 27, 28, 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about friendship. There will be some people who will be very, very depressed, very guilty conscious, very guilt, remorse, nadama, nadam, nadam al-shadid. Why? Because they chose the wrong friends. In other words, Allah is, with a negative image, Allah is hearing a positive message that your friends are so vital and important that you check who you take as friends. Why? Because they can basically make it or break it. Like they say in the field of business, that if you start a new business proprietorship, your first year is the main crucial year. Either you make it or break it the first year. If you made it through the first year, inshallah ta'ala, you will make it for the rest. But if you broke down in the first year, that's it, business gone. In the same way, friendship determines whether we're going to make it to Jannah or astaghfirullah and a'udhu billah, end up in Jahannam. You know, in this dunya, when we get anxious, brothers and sisters, when we're tense, we sometimes bite fingernails, don't we? It's so amazing. Sometimes we might be doing this, biting fingernails, and we don't even realize. Maybe it's unintentional, maybe it's indeliberate, but you're doing it. And you only realize after you've seen the nails gone. Like when you want to sit down and cut off your nails, and you see one nail is perfectly fine, but the others are grown. Oh, you remember, I bit that fingernail. I wonder, I was thinking about taxes, maybe I was thinking about my career, I was thinking about some project, and I bit my fingernail at that time. Forget about fingernails. Forget about fingers. Forget about palms or wrists. Forget about a hand. People will be biting two hands on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I'm not saying this. Rasulullah is not saying. Allah, the master of this universe, is saying, وَيَوْمَ يُعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ ويقول سبحانه. What a beautiful ayah. Allah says, يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتا ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد اضلني عن الذكر بعد اذ جاءني. سبحان الله. Guilt, ندامة, ندم, remorse, حسرة. يا حسرة على العباد. But this حسرة and this ندم there will not benefit us. Here, yes, it's at least an awakening, a rude awakening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah, very beautiful ayah, very chilling ayah, sends a chill down the spine. Like literally shake up somebody, shiver them up from 104 degree fever. وَيَوْمَ يَعَذُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the zalim, who's zalim, who's oppressive? Who has knowingly stopped themselves from getting to Jannah. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call the people going to Jahannam, Muslims going to Jahannam, zalim? Because Allah meant for every single Muslim to enter Jannah. But the one who deprived themselves from Jannah, they are themselves to blame. Allah wanted to do everything to get them to Jannah. Allah was Rahman Rahim and tried to ignore and let go of all their things. But they must have done so much heinous and erroneous crime that there was no other choice but to go to Jahannam. And so that is why that person or that Muslimah is known as zalim or zalima. Zalim comes from the word dhulm, oppression. They have oppressed themselves from entering from Jannah. When you are not giving something their due haq, that is the ta'rif of zalim, dhulm. Ta'rif of dhulm is, لا يؤتي حقه. Someone does not give something their haq. The haq al-mu'min, the haq al-muwahid, the haq of al-muttaqi is to get Jannah. And if they get deprived from Jannah, they end up being zalim. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the zalimeen. وَيَوْمَ يَعَذُّ يَوْمَ, meaning here, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْإِنسَان الظَّالِمِ يَقُولْ حَسْرَةً. That يَعَذُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. They will bite on their hands. They will not bite on their finger, fingernail, or palm. They will bite on their hand. And not one hand, يَدَيْهِ constitutes two hands, pair. Not yad. If Allah says yad, يَدَيْهِ, they're both hands, they're biting us. Why are they biting? Because of that anxiety, pressure, stress, duress. Oh! And what are they saying? And the person will say, after biting their hands, they'll say, يَقُولْ يَا وَيْلَتَى. Oh, woe be to me. Curse be up. He's cursing his own self. He or she on the Yawm al-Qiyamah is just saying woe to themselves, but it's too late. They can't change anything. The fact of the matter is, too late. Now it's Qiyamah, resurrection time, accountability time. And what does he say? Allah also says, يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. Oh, how I wish I would have taken with the Rasul Islam سبيلا, the path. Meaning, I wish I would have taken the path of Rasulullah Sallam. Meaning, follow his Sunnah. And then he will give the excuse.
well, not what to call an excuse, but the sabab, reason. Why did he or she did not take the sabil of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because Allah was in the next ayah, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. Oh, woe be to me, curse be upon me that I should not have taken, lam attakhiz, I should not have taken fulanan, that so and so as khalil, my best friend. Meaning on Yawm al-Qiyamah, every individual who has been deprived from going to Jannah, they will be cursing themselves and cursing their friends and hating their friends. Hey, because of you, I'm deprived from going to Jannah. Because you were my buddy, you were my Khalil, you were my Sadiq. And in the dunya, you influenced me, you impacted me, you deprived me from the majalis of ilm, you deprived me from majalis of taqwa, you deprived me from majalis of sunnah Rasulullah. Rather, you dragged me to the majalis of shayateen, to the majalis of wasawis. You deprived me from ukhuwa al-islamiyya. That is why they'll be cursing these people. That, ya waylata laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. And look what the excuse that the person is going to say. Laqad adhallani. That khalil of mine, that best friend of mine in dunya, who I had, Mr. So-and-so, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, that person adhallani, ana zikr. They deprived me, they misled me, they deviated me from the zikr of Rahman, zikr of Allah, zikr of Jannah, zikr of Quran, zikr of Sunnah Rasulullah. Ba'da izja'ani, after it came to me. Meaning the hujjah, the argument is sealed. It's like sealing a nail in the cloth. Allah is saying the hujjah is upon you. You got my zikr, you learned my teachings, you knew the Sunnah Rasulullah, you knew everything about Quran, Sunnah, everything, hadith. You know anything about the Islamic etiquette, manners. You knew anything about Jannah and Nar. But yet you did not act upon it. Why? Because you took such and such, Fulan ibn Fulan, or Fulan bin Fulan, you took as Khalil. And they did what? Adhallani ana zikr ba'da ja'ani. They misled you, deviated you from the zikr of Allah, zikr of Jannah, from the Akhirah, from your goal, from your mission. They literally dragged you and pulled you away. Ba'da ja'ani, after it came to you. And then the person says, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And certainly the shaitan is very deceiving to the person. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَسَعَى الْمُسْلِمِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُونَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنة اليوم الدين أما بعد. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, the topic is very apparent, very evident, that we should always investigate, explore, that who are our friends. I'm not saying that we should just isolate ourselves, stagnate ourselves, and not just take friends. No, Rasulullah and Allah SWT are saying that take those people as friends who can act as a catalyst. We are mashallah all educated people. We went through chemistry. In chemistry we learn that to expedite a chemical reaction, sometimes chemists, they put a catalyst into it, so that the reaction happens faster. If we want to get to Jannah faster, our friends are our catalyst. Or they are our deprivers. Because the bad friend, the bad influence, the bad system will definitely impact us and delay the process of getting to Jannah. And the good friend will act as a catalyst and expedite, because they will always call you towards Quran, Sunnah. And Quran, Sunnah, by the way, does not mean that it's a dull, boring life, like as some people have a perception. Oh, I want to stay away from the religious people. You know, this is a religious family. I want to be friends with them. Husband and wives, they talk to each other. Hey, this new family in town, we don't want to be friends with them. They're too religious. Look at the wife, she has this hijab and jilbab. Look at the husband, he's got a big beard. Hey, we don't stay away. We don't want to hang out. We don't comfortable hanging out with these people. But it is these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam in the Quran in Surah Kahf. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ رِضَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an open commandment in that ayah, Surah Kahf, that be patient with those people who are calling upon Allah day and night, not just once a week, once a month, once a year, once in a lifetime, or once a day, but day and night, five times a day. Their whole life, their whole manner, their whole personality and lifestyle is on the sha'ar of Islam, the symbolism of Islam, the tenets of Islam. And what do they desire? يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. They only desire the rida of Allah. By wajh of Allah here does not mean the face. It means the satisfaction, pleasure of Allah. The acceptance, acceptability of Allah. Allah is accepted them as theirs. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And then Allah gives a warning in the same ayah in Surah. وَلَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ. Don't you dare remove your eyes. Don't you dare shrug off. تحقير المؤمنين تحقير المتقين. Allah is warning, don't you dare degrade a muttaqi person by their attire, by their personality, by their characteristic. Rather, that is the one who is most muhib in Allah, and you just don't want to be with them because you don't think it's fashion, because it's not modern. I want modernism, I want modern Islam, I want to be along with the society in 2005. There's nothing wrong to be in 2005 and to be modern also, along with the Islamic etiquettes and manners. That's what Allah is saying. And Allah is saying, وَلَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ. Don't you turn away your eyes. Don't shrug off. What are these people? I don't like them. That kind of personification character that Allah is saying in this ayah. وَلَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُونَ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't you turn your faces, your eyesight away from these people who are calling upon Allah day and night, desiring حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. SubhanAllah. How beautifully Allah put it. That the only reason people don't like religious families or religious friends to be, hey, I want to hang out in the dunya, I want to have fun, I want to have entertainment, I want to enjoy my life. Islam does not forbid you from entertainment. Islam does not forbid you from enjoying life. All Islam is saying, put it in the symbolism of Islam. Have entertainment. You think Abu Bakr, Uthman, Umar, and all these Sahaba did not have fun, did not have enjoyment? They are the best enjoyment, best entertainment on this earth. But at the same time, they guaranteed their Jannah because they are from the Ashra Mubashira. What beautiful entertainment, what beautiful fun in dunya that the Rasulullah is giving the Bashara, glad tidings, good news that Umar fil Jannah, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah fil Jannah, Sa'ad ibn Waqqas fil Jannah, Sa'id ibn Zayd fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Ubay fil Jannah. Subhanallah. These are the friendship that Allah talks about in the Quran, Surah Zukhruf, Surah 43, verse number 67-69. Very beautiful ayah about these people. Al-akhillau yawmaizin ba'dum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqi. Subhanallah. It's like the icing on the cake. Allah is saying, all those best friends in the dunya, al-akhillau, akhillau is the plural of khalil. All those people who thought that they were best buddies, best friends, hanging out, chilling out with each other. Al-akhillau yawma'idhin, on the day of judgment, those best friends are enemies of another. They don't want to see each other's face. They're cursing each other. They really want to really get rid of each other. Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'duhum liba'd adu. Some of them are enemy for each other. Illa fi istisna, exception. Not everybody's going to be an enemy on that day. The only people who are not going to be enemies as best friends on Yawm al-Qiyamah, muttaqeen. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. In other words, if I want to have a friend, and if I want to be having a successful friendship, I have to have a muttaqi friend. One who he or she invites me closer and closer to Jannah, invites me closer to Akhirah, who reminds me, who is amr bil ma'roof or nahy munkar, who corrects me, does good criticism. Sometimes we just don't want to have friends because they criticize too much. Maybe they're doing for my benefit. Maybe I can have my islah, my tazkiyah, by listening to them. And that is what the Rasulullah said, Ad-deen al-nasiha. Deen, our whole system, deen is nasiha, advice. So if you take an advice from someone, and that is why I finish with this hadith of Rasulullah, which gives the parable, simile of two types of friends. We have both these friends in this dunya. The Rasulullah said, مَثَلَ جَلِيسُ الصَّالِحِ وَجَلِيسُ السُّوءِ كَمَثَلَ حَامِلُ الْمِسْكِ وَنَافِخُ الْخِيرِ. He's saying that the parable, the simile, the example of the jalis al-salih or jalis al-su. Jalis over here comes from the root word of jalasa. Jalasa majlis, meaning the one who you spend a lot of time together. The one who you have a lot of spending time together, majority of your time of your life you're spending with your khalil, your best friend. Because you sit up with them, you live with them, you hang out with them, you prepare your schedule, your community events, your social events with them. You always want to, because you and your friend is together, your wife and his wife is together. So this is the jalis al-salih or jalis al-su, kamasli hamil misk wa nafiq al-kir. The example of a good friend and a bad friend is like the example of a carrier of musk, good scent, good perfume, cologne scent, musk, and the one like a blacksmith. Meaning the bad friend is like the blacksmith. And the good friend is like the one who's carrying essence. musk. Why? Because he goes on to say that فَحَامَ الْمَسْكِ إِمَّا يُغْضِيكَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تُتَبَعْ مِنْهُ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَجِدْ مِنْهُ رِيحٌ. The حَامَ الْمَسْكِ, he will يَجْزِيكَ, he will give you some jaza, some benefit. Yes, you can buy from them the misk, meaning the good friend, you can take good things, good properties, good sifat from them and benefit from it. Or وَإِمَّا أَنْ تُتَبَعْ مِنْهُ, or you may follow them, obey them in the ma'roof, in the good things. And the other thing is that إِمَّا أَنْ تَجِدْ مِنْهُ رِيح, or at the least, على الأقل, أقل شيء, from a good friend, you will smell some good fragrance. In other words, good صحبة, good friendship in dunya is something that can benefit at all time. From three ways. Either from them we can take personally, or we follow them, or just by their mere presence in my house, in my companionship, you know, makes up, soothes my life, makes me better. And then he went on to say, the nafiq al-khir, إِمَّا يُحْرِقْ ثِيَابَكَ. The nafiq al-khir, the blacksmith, is one who will burn your clothes. Meaning he's not benefiting, he's damaging you, harming you. And وَإِمَّا تَجِدْ رِيحًا خَبِيثًا. Either he will burn your clothes, or you will have a bad smell from it, an odor from it. In other words, bad friends, we don't feel any influence of them unknowingly, but unknowingly they are already influencing us, and they're deprived. Because every time you tell them, hey, come on, I think there's a good lecture in the masjid. Oh, no, come on, I don't want to go. Let's go to the mall instead. Hey, let's go do this good activity. No, let's go to the game match over there. Let's go spend time at other places, places of dunya. It's okay to go to the mall. Don't take me wrong, I'm not saying that going to a mall is haram or thing, or going to a game is bad. No, we have to balance the act. We can go to both the places, but we have to know what is our maqsood al-hayat. Maqsood al-hayat is Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to take good friends, and may Allah help our friends to help us to get to Jannah more. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins and shortcomings, and forgive all our friends in Islam. And those who are misguided, may Allah guide them and give them hidayah. Allahumma yafil al-muslimin wal-muslimat, al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat, al-ahya minhum wal-amwat.